This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. As the new Congress gets underway, Colorado Representative Jason Crow says additional COVID relief is at the top of his agenda. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Crow says the country needs to beat the pandemic, and that means help for businesses, help for people getting sick, help for vaccine distribution, and much more.
You know, we didn't have to be here. This is much worse than it ever had to be. So it's time that we have leadership and address this with the aggressiveness that I know this country can address it with.
The first bill Crow plans to submit this year deals with campaign finance, though. It's his End Dark Money Act, the first bill he introduced in the last Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is being sued for blocking people on Twitter. A lawyer filed the suit in federal court Sunday on behalf of a Democratic former state lawmaker who lives in Boebert's district. A different federal court ruled last year that President Trump could not block his critics on Twitter because he was using the site in his official capacity. Boebert's office said it would not comment on pending litigation. A bit of Colorado found its way to the Gulf of Mexico this weekend. High winds kicked up dust storms in eastern Colorado late last week. It was bad enough to close I-70 east of Denver. Those winds picked up so much dirt, the Weather Service tracked it on satellites. The dirt cloud moved southeast over Oklahoma and Texas and even visited Austin before making its way out to sea. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.